My guest at this time is Nebraska Republican Congressman Lee Terry. He represents the Cornhusker State's 2nd Congressional District and is right in the middle of the big debate over the Keystone XL pipeline that Canada's offered to the United States that would snake all the way down to the refineries along the Gulf of Mexico. Of course, it's been a huge political issue. Republicans tried to attach it to a payroll tax extension at the end of the year, giving the president 60 days to give it thumbs up or thumbs down. He gave it thumbs down, saying there was not enough time to fully review this based on the Republican deadline, and essentially said it was the Republicans' fault this didn't happen. So we're talking to the congressman now about where this effort to still get this deal done actually stands. And, sir, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, let's start with the president's explanation, and that's that this ultimatum, I guess, by the Republicans in Congress, along with the payroll tax extension a couple of months ago, did not afford him the time to fully evaluate this, and therefore he had to say no, but may revisit it sometime down the line. Oh, how valid of an explanation is that?
That's just simply bizarre, frankly. The bill that we sent him exempted out the only questionable piece, which is a siting in Nebraska. The bill carved that out and said that we would give him 60 days after Nebraska was finished. Keep in mind, the rest of the site or the line or the snake, as you mentioned, all the way down to Port Arthur, had been laying with the State Department for 3 years. All of the environmental impact studies had been done on that part of the route, and that even Secretary Clinton back early a year ago said they had all of the information they needed to make a decision by the end of the year. So even their own statements say the president's not accurate by his denial.
Where does Nebraska stand right now on the proposed route of this pipeline, if in fact it ever happens?
That's a good question, and the answer is we don't know, because there's nobody for Nebraska to talk to in the federal government. And so they don't know whether they should be going forward or not. So we may just have to have TransCanada refile their permit just so there's some agency out there that they can talk to. And that's why I passed a bill a couple weeks ago that would say TransCanada can refile with FERC and then approve all of the area but Nebraska and would have time after Nebraska finished, but that they would have to coordinate with Nebraska. That passed the House of Representatives. Hopefully the Senate will take that up. So the next question is, where is it? It's in the Senate.
Do you get the sense that I know there's an environmental issue that is the reason for the uncertainty in the precise location of where this pipeline would go through the state. Do you get the sense that any sort of consensus is building in your state on that?
Yes, there is a consensus. The governor, Heineman, was able to talk TransCanada into moving the pipeline off of the ecologically sensitive Sandhills region that's over at the Ogallala Aquifer. The big issue was the disruption of the Sandhills. I think all the environmental study that was done said it couldn't get into the aquifer even if there was a leak. But they moved it or will move it, which unfortunately, even as I said, we carved that out of the bill, Nebraska, giving them an appropriate time to move forward, but approving the rest so they could get on with construction. That's what the president turned down.
TransCanada, how much patience do you think they have for the U.S. to hash this out, or how soon do you think they're likely to go with Plan B, which is the pipeline to the West Coast, and send the oil off to China?
Well, that's a good question, and I haven't talked to them to know that, but they've been pretty patient so far. This is double the amount of time for any other cross-border pipeline, and it could be a couple more years. I hope not, and I think we could really jumpstart our economy if we started these type of energy projects.
Republicans, of course, have pressed this issue. Speaker Boehner has mentioned it a number of times, and now even former President Clinton has brought it up as the issue of high gas prices has become a more prominent point of discussion and certainly a political topic as well. Do you get the sense that ultimately the circumstances on the ground are going to change the president's policy on this, or do you think it's still an uphill fight to get him to sign off on it?
Well, I really enjoyed reading President Clinton's remarks, and he's right. But getting back to whether I think the president will eventually do the right thing, I've got to admit I don't have the confidence in him, even after the election, approving a renewed application for permit by TransCanada. And the reason is he is tied at the hips with the NRDC. The Natural Resources Defense Council has made public comments that they oppose this pipeline in the oil sands, period. The president's never going to have the support of the NRDC, specifically in the environmental community. And I think without the check and balance of the voters, he is more likely after this election, if reelected, to deny the permit than to approve it.
The president has said there's no magic bullet, Congressman. If, in fact, he were to relent and give the full green light to this, do you think that the futures markets or anyone else investing in oil and natural gas would see this as a reason to eventually affect lower prices in the near term as a result of this going forward?
Well, it will have no effect immediately or very little, but what it will do is establish that the U.S. is not going to tie our energy projects off of what the NRDC says, that the environmentals have not hijacked our energy policy. And that will give the rest of the world a little bit of confidence that we're not as nuts as we're perceived to be right now.
Congressman, the fight goes on. We'll keep track of it. Thank you very much for being with us.
Hey, thank you.
Nebraska Republican Congressman Lee Terry. He represents his state's 2nd Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.